you never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rian.
As jy seker obviously dit nou al uitgefigure, die couple wat beklei het, na matriek en sien Dirkie is obviously two YouTube stars. Hulle doen 'n show genaamd Living with Afrikaans op YouTube. Gaan oor Nomatriquency with Zulu. It's in a relationship with Dirkie, wat Afrikaans is. Extremely, extremely popular. Maar ek is a groot fan van La Sizwe, but he's a YouTube star and I doen ongelooflike funny goed. Ooh, daar sê nou. Daar sê nou. Mariki. Luister maar, ek wou vir jou gesê, Eddie La Sizwe, net om jou idee te gee, how good he is. This is, he makes these videos, and this is a nurse in a public hospital versus private hospital. Shall we start with, wat het jy gesê, private eerste. This is a nurse in a private hospital with corona patients. this is private.
Hi everyone, can everyone please evacuate this room? Except for Miss Nurse Pumilelu, I'm Njovu.
My name is Mpumerero Njovu.
Right. Miss Njovu? Yes, Miss Njovu. Sorry about that. Listen, ma'am, you have the coronavirus. No, please calm down. Do not panic. That's why you're here. We are here to help you. And we are going to try our utmost best to remove the coronavirus from you. Right. But before I call the doctor, I just need to ask you a few questions. I see here on your medical aid you have 5,000 rand left in your account. That seems to be a problem.
Okay, so that's private hospital corona patients. Public hospitals corona patients.
Okay, everybody, please do not panic, but you're all dying today. Tell me why you're talking about the corona. Yes, we are telling you. Yes, our food is going to be okay, everyone, please do not panic. But we are all going to die. In this room, everybody has corona, right? So please follow my instructions. Have your eyes to open properly, ne?
Life is so unfair. I didn't ask for this corona.
Ma'am, just me. Hello. Ma'am, you have a corona. I could be attending someone right now that got bumped by a mouse. You know there's someone right now that's in ICU. That is suffering. I'm here dealing with the corona. I need to exterminate this room. Everybody, hands go up. Guys, if you die, you die. Please call your family members, ne?
Yes, the egg is a fan. Thanks, Vier. Guys, hilarious. La Sizwe. And now, YouTube series, it's the first one. I think the first episode has got almost 1 million views already. It's called Living with Afrikaans. Brand new episodes now available. So La Sizwe and Divan Lang is plays the character of Dirkie. Hello, La Sizwe.
Hello,
Divan.
Hello.
Listen, I'm gonna gush, but I'm a huge fan. Like, it is hilarious.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, see, I'm so glad there's more episodes. So who writes these episodes? The two of you, who writes it?
So I write it, but in a season two, co-wrote it with Emmanuel Mandovu. You know, we sat down and I had this vision of, you know, being in an interracial relationship, but there's a language barrier. And in this language barrier, you have Nomatriquency, who is so goal-driven on being a landowner. And you get this Dirkie character, who is this guy who comes from a very wealthy family, and just recently found out that his grandfather had passed on. And he is in line to inherit land and money.
Uh-huh.
So now Nomatriquency is on a quest to secure what Dirkie just inherited.
Now, Divan, when did you meet La Sizwe? How did you two, because we know you're from Seven Lawn, how did you guys meet one another?
I think, so one of our friends actually contacted me on Instagram, and he's like, listen, La Sizwe wants an Afrikaans dude, do you want to meet up with him? I was like, okay, yeah, sure. Okay, and but, yeah.
So, we but they did specify it was for a YouTube series, not for a date.
Yes. Yes, they did specify that. Yeah. Yeah, and that's just history. And then, yeah, we did the first episode and that just boomed.
Yes. Listen, I must say, my favorite so far, and there's been a lot of great episodes, but I must say, Lasizwe, one of my favorite videos of yours, outside of Living with Afrikaans, was definitely the school photo one. That's my favorite.
Right? Like, how relatable?
Yeah, see, man. I think I wonder how many views that one has at this point in time. Do you check the views?
I do. You know, I am very conscious and aware of the analytics. You know, I use my views and analytics to gather what people like, what people don't like, and what people are more interested in viewing. So that will then determine what my next video is about.
Just send it to me. 678,000 views.
I know. And on Facebook, I think it's sitting on like 3 million and something views.
Holy heavens. But this is now the future. This is entertainment. People go, my entertainment is on my phone from now on. This is where I am. And this is where you are operating in, this sphere.
And since ever lockdown, you know, I was quite fortunate enough is that when people started sitting home, they started watching my content. So I wasn't kind of affected by the lockdown. I was like, thank you guys for watching. And this is where now I was like, oh shit. Oh shucks. I need to call Dirkie and say season two, because initially we had planned to do season two around about in April, May, March, around about there. And then our fellow president was like, guys, sit home. And I was like, oh my gosh, I do not know what I'm going to do now.
Man. Yes. Now, Divan, I hear wherever you go, people are recognizing you.
Yeah, so my name is Divan, that is now Dirkie.
Yeah, and yeah, Kwerswa. Where was the, at what airport was it?
So, we were flying to Port Elizabeth Airport, and I was just walking out of the airplane, and this lady, she stopped me, and she's like, Dirkie, why are you going with the PE? And I was just like,
donkey. Listen, guys, like I say, we're big fans. Living with Afrikaans, it's on Lasizwe's YouTube channel. People that don't know it, where do they go, Lasizwe?
So you can literally just search Living with Afrikaans on YouTube and just binge. I'd recommend you watching it when you are literally just calm and you're ready, and because you're genuinely going to laugh from episode one till the current episode, which is episode six.
Yeah.
And for those that don't know, that have been living under a rock, there's season one on YouTube. So I want you to start from season one and follow the storyline to understand what's going on in season two.
Yeah.
In season two, we're going bigger and better, and you're going to see the plot twist. There's a huge plot twist coming. So trust me, you want to see what's going to happen, but you need to be updated. So right now, go on YouTube, search Living with Afrikaans, and start watching.
Done deal. Listen, guys, very nice having you on the show. Keep up the good work. Can't wait for the next stuff.
Thank you.
See you next week Monday. Cool. See you next week Monday. New episode on every Monday on YouTube.
Amen. Looking forward. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, see, ek het amper gegush. Hierdie ou Lasizwe is hilarious, man. If I have a bad day, I get one of the, I go to one of the videos and I watch it. Hy is mamoer so snaaks. Kyk, as jy dit nog nie gekyk het nie, where have you been? Like you say, you've been living under a rock. Maar is sikke, ach, he's done a person behind a till, you know, like Checkers versus Pick and Pay versus Woolworths.
So, yeah.
I think he did a drive-through. Different people at the drive-through. Yes. And he's always got a very bad wig on.
Yeah.
And then he does the different characters, you know, different groups in South Africa. Gaan check on my day. I think it was the video opgeload, nee, Diabo? Op die Scenic Drive Facebook page right now. If you don't know who this guy is, go check it out.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.